Welcome to Invitations to Play, Learn, Grow, the podcast. I am your creative solutions creator and professional mess maker. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Teresa. This week, I want to talk about summer fun. Summer fun learning and skill building. We have had a year of a lot of stress, a lot of frustration, a lot of restriction, and now we find ourselves entering another summer season. And in normal circumstances, summer signifies a shift. A shift away from school. School closes and summer ushers in more vacation, more adventure, more experiences, and a lot more relaxation. And that's what I want to talk about this week. I want to talk about encompassing all of the things that I cover on this podcast, from loose parts to play-based learning to invitations to play, learn, and grow, and finding solutions to the difficult situations we face. And summer is a perfect time to dive into all of those things. I don't know about you, but the beach is one of my favorite places. It can be the beach along a lake. It can be a beach along an ocean, which I have not yet been to. But they are beautiful to look at in pictures or in other people's videos. I will one day visit an ocean beach. It is on my bucket list. But nonetheless, they always bring me a sense of peace and relaxation and adventure and curiosity. I love to sift through the sand and look for interesting looking rocks and seashells and look into the water to see what kind of cool creatures you can see, and having immediate access to the Great Lakes. There are plenty of opportunities to do all of those things and so much more. You can do things like building sandcastles in the sand and making sand soup or going on scavenger hunts and creating obstacle courses on the beach. All of these cool, fun, hands-on exploration-centered experiences. And that's what I want to encourage you guys to do. I want to encourage you guys to have these kinds of experiences. You can use things like rocks and seashells and fish bones and fossils and all kinds of loose parts to practice learning and building new skills as you learn about a new set of surroundings. This year, learning virtually, you and the kids in your life may feel like you fell behind, like maybe you haven't gained as much understanding or knowledge or new skills as you would have if you had been in a face-to-face situation with other people. And I want to help you turn that around this summer. I want to offer you all kinds of learning experiences and inspiration all through the summer that will give the kids in your lives new fountains of learning and skill building opportunity. When you get out in nature, whether it's on the beach or if you're lucky enough to live in a foresty or a wooded area, or hiking in mountains, or maybe it's even spending time in the desert because that's what you live close to. All of these places offer up countless learning and skill building opportunities. Whether it's learning to climb trees, or scale a mountain, or learn how to swim, or learn how to water ski, or perhaps you learn boat safety and how to drive a boat. All of these things are things that we might not get to do if we didn't take time away from the formal school year or formal learning opportunities to go on vacations, to have adventures, which lately have become much more of a priority for all of us. So I want to encourage you and support you in using experiences as a way to expose your kids and the kids in your lives to knowledge they might not otherwise get. I mention it all the time in these different episodes, but it really is true. When you get to spend more time outside, you engage with things you don't get the opportunity to engage with when you're indoors, when weather isn't conducive, when you are learning in a classroom for 6 or 8 hours a day. It's great to learn from a book and to absorb knowledge, but kids will get so much more out of the experience if they get to experience and explore the knowledge that you want them to retain. I'm sitting outside right now as I do this episode, as I try to do each and every week, and I'm surrounded by flowers and trees and birds and dogs and squirrels and bushes and all kinds of natural things. And I'm thinking of all of these opportunities for kids to learn new information and gain new skills. I'm seeing cucumbers and pumpkins and tomatoes and corn and mint and raspberries all growing around me, as well as flowers like daisies and roses and things that kids may not be familiar with, like hollyhock. What a fun experience to go on a hike or set up a scavenger hunt that gives them the opportunity not only to find these things, but to learn information about them. I'm surrounded by pine trees and maple trees and trees that I don't even know what they are. I'm seeing apple trees in other people's yards. And what fun learning opportunities that trees can offer kids. Kids can learn about the similarities and differences between pine trees, maple trees, and apple trees. how do each of these trees grow? What do they start from? What does their life cycle look like? What do they produce? What can you make from the things that those trees produce? Who lives in those trees? These are all fun experiences that teach a lesson that kids would enjoy being a part of. Sure, you can get a science book and read about maple trees, or go do a Google search on the internet and read about maple trees and pine trees and apple trees. And they may absorb and remember the information, but if they get to go and explore and find these things and experiment with these things by actually seeing them, smelling them, feeling them, experimenting with them, that is an experience that kids will remember forever because they got to be a part of it. Now, all of these things and the things that you would engage with the kids in your life are going to be dependent on the things that they are interested in. Some kids are going to show no interest in going hiking through the forest. Although, I always thought that that was fun when I was a kid because, again, you get to see all kinds of cool things that you don't get to see in the city. So if you're persistent, they might moan and groan and begrudge and resist in the beginning, but once you start to uncover really cool things, they are going to get excited and interested, and you're going to see their attitude and their willingness to engage shift. So if at first these experiences are difficult, try again. Nature, as I said at the beginning, gives us all sorts of loose parts. Everything from pine cones to seashells to clamshells to fish. You might even find fish bones. That was always a really cool and equally disgusting thing to come across when we were kids in the summer or even in the fall. When we would go and hang out on the beach and you'd see something off in the distance and you weren't quite sure what it was, so you hiked out to where it was, only to realize that it was a fish that had washed up on the beach. Ew. But that's a learning opportunity. As long as you don't get too close. Ugh. To observe what a fish skeleton looks like. And that might spark an interest in kids about what fish are made of and how they're structured differently than humans or other animals and what their skeleton looks like and how their structure allows them to be able to live in the water and swim or float and not rise up to the surface of the water. And it might inspire them to find their inner fish and want to spend more time in the water to see what they can find under the surface. I mentioned, you know, enjoying searching for seashells and rocks and what we used to call crystals when we were kids, which turned out to be what they call sea glass or lake glass. That was simply chunks of glass that had been smoothed and frosted and possibly reshapen as it floated in the water and got dragged over the surface of rocks and other things found in the water. I still think that they're super pretty today, and you can find art that is created from those little pieces of glass. And you could encourage the kids in your life to go on a scavenger hunt for these kinds of things. Yes, things like fish bones and feathers and seashells and pine cones and tube grass. And you could make your own collage with them. You could make your own wind chimes with them. You could make your own all kinds of things with your treasures found at the beach or in the forest or even in your own backyard. And that's a great way to re-engage your kids' creativity, which helps them process their emotions and their thoughts and learn to express themselves. It gets them to be creative. It builds stronger eye-hand coordination and critical thinking, as does going on a scavenger hunt. They have to look for things on a list. Perhaps they have to follow clues to go search for specific things in a specific area to be able to understand specific things and where specific things would be found based on a clue that they're given, so that they have to go to a specific spot. You can learn about insects and animals of all different kinds, depending on where you are and where you go and what lives in that particular habitat. Habitats are another thing you could learn about. All of this, yes, is stuff that kids learn in school, but chances are in a formal school setting, they're learning about all of these things by absorbing information, memorizing facts. They're not seeking these things out and exploring them with their hands and their eyes and their ears, which they would be doing if they were out exploring and getting their hands on these items and these ideas and these experiences. We talked about the different kinds of trees and the different things that grow from certain trees. But animals is another thing that kids can study. Animals and insects, they can study things like bees and how bees build a hive and what the differences between a bumblebee and a honeybee are. Most of the bees we tend to see are bumblebees. But kids would be fascinated, I think, to get to see what a honeybee looks like and what the differences are and what the purpose is that each bee has within a hive. Now, you might get to find a hive in nature, but perhaps exploring that information in a hands-on way, kids would be inspired to want to build a hive. And perhaps they would become interested in planting plants that encourage bees to come around and pollinate and support the bee population. Or perhaps it's butterflies that they would be interested in and learning about what butterflies do for nature and how specific plants planted in the yard can encourage butterflies to come around. That gives kids a sense of purpose when they understand that there are things that they can do to support and help preserve animals and insects in nature. So these are some of the ways that you can engage in summer fun while learning and building skills this summer. Building sandcastles is another great way to learn, explore, play, and build skills all at the same time. You can learn about sand and where does sand come from, and actually what is sand? What are the things that make up sand, and how does sand become sand? And what can you make with it? And how do you have to manipulate it to turn it into other things? Glass is another fun one, and we talked about the sea glass. You can explore where glass comes from, how glass is made, what you can do with glass. Side note, you may or may not want to do this. One of the coolest things that I learned when I was a kid was how to melt glass. And I learned that from my uncle. He took some empty bottles and we built a campfire, and he put it on a stick that he took from a tree, and we rotated it in a fire, and he talked about how you have to maintain the temperature so that it doesn't explode and all of these interesting things. And it was cool to watch how the hotter it got, the more it started to morph into different shapes. And it was cool to see what happened to it the next day as it sat in a hot environment that over time got cooler and cooler as the fire burned down. All of these ideas are ways that you can redo what I refer to as the lost year. And you can redo that lost year in a summer. And as I round out this week's episode, not only do I want to encourage you to engage in these types of experiences in your own surroundings, on your own time, in your own way, I want to encourage you to join me in some virtual experiences that I'm going to be offering that will support you in creating these experiences for your kids and the kids in your life in a tangible way. So I am going to offer experiences this summer that will week to week teach you concepts and creative activity ideas that you can take and recreate to have a real life experience that will gain kids real life knowledge and allow them to have a real life hands-on experience, which is everything that I try to encourage you guys to engage in with this podcast and all of my offers each and every week. I want to thank you guys for joining me this week. I hope you'll head over to thecreativecampusonline.com and check out some of these offers that I have. And I hope you will join me virtually to learn and explore together so that you can take these ideas and create fun experiences for the kids in your life. I hope you'll come back next week when I'll have another fun learning and skill building topic to explore together. Don't forget, you can leave me your questions and comments. I'm always here to support you in any way that I can. Thanks for joining me this week, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.